The study finds there's less exposure to smoke at home than before Wisconsin's 2010 workplace smoking ban. However, smokers may not be lighting up less, just choosing to do so outside the home. Dr. Javier Nieto conducted the study. He's with UW-Madison's Department of Population Health Sciences. A previous study by the Carbone Cancer Center had shown the air quality in workplaces improved dramatically. But Nieto wanted to know if smoking behavior changed.
Of course, we fully expected that there will be diminished exposure to smoking in public places and in workplaces, because that was what the legislation was aiming at doing.
Wisconsin's law does not cover homes, but it's apparently having an effect there. Nieto compared survey data from smokers and non-smokers before and after the ban. People exposed to smoke at home declined from 13% to 7%, and more households had no smoking policies after the state's ban. However, the study showed smoking prevalence did not decrease, and the number of cigarettes smoked per individual didn't change. Nieto says the study was done shortly after the law passed. He expects smoking will decrease in the future.
We didn't expect to see a change in such a short time. Smoking behaviors are very ingrained. Those who have been smokers or who are smokers know how hard it is to quit.
Data for the study came from the Survey of the Health of Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.